It had to be you. First time the beach is empty all summer, and of all the people who could have showed up, of course it had to be you. I didn't even know you were back in town, but I guess I can't say I'm not happy to see you. You're just gonna stand there and stare at me the whole time? Or are you gonna sit down? Just don't get any sand on my blanket, okay? It's been a while, huh? You look good. A little different, but good. I certainly hope I look better than the wreck I was the last time you saw me. Tears and snot all running down my face. I'd ask you how you've been, but I know how much you hate small talk. Me? Well, I would say I'm doing great, but you found me here, sulking on the beach and staring out into the sunset, so obviously I'm not. No, this isn't. This is my first time back, actually. Yeah. I haven't been back since last time either, when it was just us. I've been home all summer, just haven't stopped here. You know, a lot of high school kids like coming down here now. Remember back then, when it used to be just our little secret? I remember the face you made when I told you I've never been to the beach before I moved here. You looked at me like I was a Martian. Then the next day you pulled up to my house after school and you told me you had a surprise. You made me close my eyes the whole drive down, and you were so excited when you said I could finally open them. I've never seen anything like this place. Nothing but sand and sea for miles. It was beautiful. Not as beautiful as the smile on your face. A few times this summer, I'd go out of my way to drive down here, just to pass by, watch the waves, roll down the windows and smell the sea salt air, feel the mist on my skin. But I'd never stop. I'd see all these kids here, going swimming, having picnics, bonfires, doing all the things we used to do. And I guess it just hurt too much to park the car. I guess maybe I was avoiding it this whole time. All the memories here. All our memories. Because I knew that if I came, it'd all just come flooding back, and it would just be another reminder that it's all in the past now. That we'll never have our beach days back. But here I am anyway. Just couldn't help myself. Fool I am. Remember prom night? I was so mad at you when you said you didn't want to go. Even just as friends. And I was petty as fuck, so I asked Tommy out instead, and then you got mad at me. Oh god, you were so fucking dumb. But then at prom, fucking Tommy left me to go dance with someone else, and when I tried to leave, my junk car wouldn't start, so I called you to come get me. We hadn't been talking for weeks. I didn't even think you'd show up. But 20 minutes later, there you were. Pulled up in front of the gym in fucking sweats, but God. You still looked perfect. I thought you were just gonna take me home, but then before I knew it, you were pulling up to an In-N-Out, and you got me a cheeseburger and two strawberry milkshakes as a peace offering. And then we came here. It was so dark out. You could see every single star in the sky. You let me cry on your shoulder and I finally broke down and I told you everything. Everything. I told you that I wanted it to be you. That you were the only person I wanted to dance with me that night. And I couldn't get in another word after that because you kissed me. I didn't know just a kiss could feel like that. I couldn't say anything after. Then you started the car, turned on the radio, put on some slow songs so we can have our own prom right here on the beach. It felt like we were dancing for hours that night, just swaying to the music, barefoot in the sand. And then I looked at you and the moon was in your eyes and I didn't say it, but I knew right then. I knew you were it for me. There wasn't gonna be anyone else for me in the whole fucking world. Only you. I wish I could have stayed in that moment with you forever. Just you and me, dancing at midnight in the water, under the stars. But then you ran the battery in your car dead and you had to call a tow truck to pick us up. This place had always felt special. But after that night, I knew it was more than that. This beach was ours. It belonged to us. And no matter where life took us, no matter how far we'd go, we would always come back here. We'd have our summers, we'd have our beach, and we'd have each other. Forever. But then, forever came to an end. I know things hadn't been the same between us for a while, but it still caught me off guard. Everything just fell apart in one night. I kept playing it over and over and over and over in my head. It's like, if I could think about it hard enough, if I could think about everything I could have said that night, everything I should have said, maybe I could change what happened. Maybe I could have stopped you from walking out that door. But then I got that package in the mail. You'd sent all my things back in a box. All that we had. All that we shared. Sent away in a single fucking box. It was like you were already done with me. Like you were so ready to move on. But I wasn't. At first it wasn't so bad. I mean, yeah, I cried a lot, sulked a lot, watched a lot of sad movies, but then I got tired of being a depressed sack of shit and just turned off my sadness. Shut all of it out. And it worked for a while. I started going out again, having fun. I went to a few concerts, picked up some new hobbies, even went on a few dates. Not that I ever made it to a second one. I thought I was okay for so long. But looking back, none of it was real. I didn't feel anything really. It was like I was living on autopilot, just going through my life with a smile that I had to force on every day. I felt numb. But being numb was better than being broken. So I kept on going like that, putting on this mask every day. I just tell myself I was fine, even though deep inside I know it wasn't true. But I kept repeating it over and over and over again. And pretty soon I believed it. I fell for my own lie. But then I came home for the summer and a rush of all these memories came back to me. All the summers we shared. All the days we spent together at this beach. Our beach. And then I couldn't pretend anymore. I came here and I realized that even after all this time, all the tears, all the brave faces, all the times I convinced myself I was okay, I'm still not ready to be without you. I realized that I'm still in love with you. That the worst fucking thing you've ever heard. God. And then you had to interrupt my epiphany by showing up here unannounced. And you know what's funny? This is the first I see you in months, and I'm not even mad at you. I just missed you so much. I miss seeing your face every day. I miss hearing your voice, your laugh, you singing along to the radio. All of it. I missed it. I don't know why I thought a few months, why I thought any amount of time would be enough for me to ever get over you. I can't keep pretending like I'm okay. Like I'm fine with not waking up every day and seeing your face. Like I'm okay without you. 'Cause I'm not. But you already knew that, didn't you? Something brought you to this beach today. Brought you here on the same day, on the exact same moment that I just so happened to be here too. And I know it might just be pure chance or a cruel fucking joke from the universe's entropy, or it could be a sign. I'm not asking for another shot or a fresh start, or anything like that. I don't want to keep holding out hope for something that isn't going to happen. Something that will never, ever happen. But I also don't want to miss the chance to fix this. To fix us. All I'm asking for is answer again. Just an answer. If you came here for the same reason I did, if you feel even a little bit of what I feel too, then I want to know. I need to know. So, tell me what you want. What do you want your last beach memory to be?